Hello and welcome to Moaz. Last time you joined us, we were exploring the sudden influx of Rohingya refugees into Bangladesh and their conditions living in makeshift shelters. This time we're looking at Moaz's operations in Bangladesh, from its aid stations to the deliveries carried out by the Phoenix. There are two Moaz aid stations now operating in Bangladesh, one near the fishing village of Shamlapur and the other which recently opened at Uncheprang. They're field hospitals providing primary and secondary medical care to local Bangladeshis and Rohingya in nearby camps. Each aid station is broken down into a clinic, waiting area, pharmacy, and two tents. Staffing them are a diverse team of doctors, pharmacists, and cultural mediators.
When we have a patient come into our facility, they first go to the waiting room, and they're registered and given a card with their serial number. Once their number is called, they go to the triage area. In the triage, their blood pressure, temperature, and weight are taken. And then they go to the doctors in the outdoor department. They then receive treatment and prescribed medication. We have a separate room for emergency cases where we can provide nebulization, hypodermic injections, and oxygen. Those who arrive in an emergency go to the emergency section, where we have doctors and medical assistants who are capable of taking care of the emergency cases. They can handle bandages, stitches, and stop bleeding. We also administer the recommended injections from the outdoor section there. At the beginning, we give patients medicine for just 3 days. After the 3 days, we provide more medication if needed.
In a situation and location where resources are spread thinly, Moaz aims to fill the gap. Up to 300 people can be seen by the aid stations every day. And these are some of the people who've used their services.
My son's name is Saiful Islam, and he's 3 months old now. I'm glad that he's got medicine. I'm 20 years old, and I feel happy to have medicine too.
I'm 20 years old and I'm here because I can't eat and I feel lightheaded. I also have a fever and that's why I'm here. I now have medicine, so I feel really glad.
But while the teams provide dedicated care on the ground, the Phoenix is also playing a role. The Phoenix crew are collecting aid and delivering it to Bangladesh. Timothy Tunley is a chaplain with the Mission to Seafarers, and he's currently on board the Phoenix supporting the crew. He told us a little bit about his life on board the Phoenix and how the crew are taking on their new roles.
I'm here because Moaz invited Mission to Seafarers to send chaplains out to the Mediterranean when you were rescuing refugees there. and I was the first person to put my name forward. And as the mission changed, then my place on the vessel has remained the same.
What's it like being on board?
It is very challenging. Over the years, I've been working for Mission to Seafarers for 8 years. I must have visited probably 6,000 ships. But it's only when you start to live on a vessel with other people that you realise how demanding life on board can be. Just very simple, straightforward things like getting your washing done, making sure you've got clean clothes, being the only person from your country on board, and making friends culturally across boundaries as well.
What's your daily routine?
I get up at 7:30 and have breakfast with the crew. I check all my own admin, which takes about an hour, all my own emails and bits and pieces. And then I'm available for the crew. If people are going ashore, jobs need to be done, I'll accompany the crew ashore. If there's fetching and carrying to do, and during the afternoons are much the same. But in the evenings, I try and spend time with the crew as the crew, to put in pastoral support, to find out how they are. And during the day, I make a point of being on the bridge for each part of the watch. And during the afternoon, I make sure I'm in the engineering workshop to be with the engineers. Today, I went to the bank with the captain, and we collected some bits and pieces for the vessel, some technical pieces and some paint and some engine bits and pieces that needed doing as well. And at Bangladesh, I worked on the door to help the security while we were unloading.
Can you tell me more about what you see, smell and feel about working in Southeast Asia?
The amazing thing about Bangladesh was simply the heat. It was just incredibly hot. And then the unloading, I'm used to working on gantries where you have to avoid the very large cranes. And guys were just picking up bags of rice and dal, putting them on their heads and unloading the vessel in that way. And that was a real eye-opener, the difference between a first world and a developing country's port system. That made quite a deep impression on me. In Langkawi, where we are picking up the aid, we're waiting for a cargo at the moment. Langkawi is breathtakingly beautiful. The other big impression made upon me in Bangladesh was talking to the Bangladesh Navy guys. I was on the deck till quite late, just watching for security, and the guys came up and started talking and sharing their lives in Bangladesh. And that was a real privilege, a real unexpected privilege.
And how is the crew taking the change of mission?
Well, interestingly, I think it must be very different from picking up refugees all the time, where we're picking up tons of relief and moving it around back to Bangladesh. The other evening, we had a barbecue, and I sat down with the crew and took advantage of the fact we were together and said, "Tell me about what it was like in the Mediterranean." And one of them said, "Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that." And then talked for 15 minutes about rescuing refugees. And the other crew all joined in as well. And I'd been on board about 5.5 weeks at that point, and it felt like the most important moment of all. This was the crystallization of why I had come, to be with them, to hear their story. All religious stuff to one side, the most powerful thing we can do is to share our stories with other people.
What would you say are your takeaways from your time with the crew of the Phoenix?
Well, first, a great sense of thankfulness for this opportunity. No one, as far as I know, in our organisation has ever been to sea as a chaplain for 2 months. A great sense of admiration for the work MOAS do. The coordination effort to get everything done is huge. And a personal admiration for the seafarers I'm working with, who are away from home for a long period of time, are in contact with home through Skype and all the rest of it, but are actually physically away from their homes in Malta and the Philippines. The crew here are an impressive bunch. And also, actually, the privilege of being here in Malaysia. We've been here for just over a week, and the chance to see the crew in action at work and at play has made quite a deep impression on me as well. I also, one day I had a sunstroke, which put me in bed for 36 hours. and on the way over from Bangladesh, I was out of action with seasickness for 3 days as well. So that made quite a deep impression on me as well.
The Phoenix is en route to Chittagong in Bangladesh from Langkawi, Malaysia, carrying 20 tons of humanitarian aid. They should arrive on the 18th of November, marking their second aid delivery since MOAS started operating there. So now you have an idea of what MOAS is doing in Bangladesh and how the process is joined up with the Phoenix. If you like this podcast, don't forget to hit like, comment and subscribe for more podcasts from us. You can follow us on our social media. Check out our latest updates on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube and Audioboom. Or you can donate to help us provide urgent medical assistance to Rohingya refugees. From all of us here at MOAS, goodbye.